this is a location that's called Artists and Heirlooms. It is an antique store slash art gallery in Ogden, Utah. And the building is well over 100 years old. It's located on the historic street here in Ogden. And
it used to be a hotel.
Did it used to be? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't sure.
Really?
Now, in this clip, there's been, you're actually going to hear in a clip a little bit later, talking, Barbara says something about a man in a felt hat, and that's one of the ghosts that have been seen in this location, is this old man that wears a felt hat that just kind of walks through walls in the basement.
And he's also been seen on the main floor. He's been seen by different people, and he's always wearing this felt hat, this gray felt hat.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and get one on the air so people can understand what they're hear or what they're about to hear through the evening.
All righty. Now, this first one, you're just going to hear me asking my standard question that I ask. It's, how old are you? Because there was a kid that was reported in this building. And you hear a young woman respond to me saying, he's so little. And, of course, with EVP, you never hear these at the time, 99% of the time. These are never heard until after. So I wish I would have heard her because it's so completely clear.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Number one.
How old are you?
You know, that's quite clear. I think everybody can hear it. What happens is you're playing the original one, and then you're playing three looped recordings that have slightly more gain. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. We play it once in the original context with, you know, if there was an investigator asking a question, then the voice. And then after that, we just loop the voice twice afterwards just for clarity.
Okay. He's so little is what we think we're hearing. He's so is very clear. Little, I'm not sure about. So let's do number one again. Here we go.
How old are you?
Okay. All right. So somebody, you were aware that there had been a young child there?
Yeah, we had actually been told that somebody who had come in had seen a young child there. I believe it was a psychic that had actually talked to the young child. And I don't believe we actually recorded any children's voices in this. Look, oh, no, wait, I'm wrong. We did. So maybe that is him, and maybe this woman is referring to the child. When I ask, how old are you, she's just saying, well, he's so little.
All right, let's move on to number two. Again, recorded in this Artist and Heirlooms place.
Okay, you're going to hear Brendan. He's setting up his microphone and his equipment in the basement, and he tells me to keep talking so he can adjust it. He'll say, keep talking, Barb, and then you hear me say, it hardly picked me up the first time I said anything.
Right.
And then there's this voice. It sounds like it's very difficult for him to say this, but it sounds like he says, this is my room. And he's kind of it's kind of a weird sounding voice.
Yeah, very throaty.
Bear in mind, folks, this used to be a hotel, so I guess somebody could sort of claim they were in their room. Okay, number two, fire away.
Just keep talking, Barb.
It hardly picked me up the first time I said anything.
Hello. Oh, gee. See, that was ghosty. That's the right word. That was kind of ghosty. That was kind of chilling, and it was quite clear. Now, whether or not, I'm a victim of suggestibility, and we all are in this case, is a good question. But I clearly heard this is my room. But of course, you told me I was going to hear that. All right, well, let's move on. This is number four.
All right, you're going to hear me say, is the man that wears the felt hat here? And then you're going to hear a voice, a man's voice, that says, I hit his back. And then you will hear me say, will you speak to us?
Okay. When you talk to these spirits, or attempt to, as you are here, do you intentionally pause? Have you learned to intentionally pause?
It's a whole way, when you do this, it's a whole way of learning how to speak.
And give them time.
Right, or what you end up with, of course, is your voice over somebody else's.
Over, exactly.
Mm-hmm. All righty then. Number four, please.
Is the man that wears the felt hat here? Will you speak to us?
I do hear I hit his back, and again, I don't know, you know, to be fair, folks, I've got a list in front of me, you know, of what's going to be played and what's said, and I hit his back is what it sounds like, but I've been warned, I've been previewed. We'll do it one more time and see if that's really what you hear, folks. See if you really hear I hit his back. Go ahead, number four again.
Is the man that wears the felt hat here? Will you speak to us?
That's pretty clear. That's pretty clear. I hit his back. Back was definitely clear. We'll get some feedback from the audience here after a while. Again, who was the man who was said to be wearing the felt hat?
They don't know who he is. This area used to be... Now, the hotel used to have... what's the word?
I'm not sure.
It was kind of a bad part of town at one time.
A brothel is what you're looking for? There you go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, upstairs in the second level of the building. And most of the hotels down in this area did have brothels.
Okay. So, again, this is the, I think, the final one at this location?
Yeah, this is the last one in Artisan Heirlooms. And you're just going to hear me say, can you tell us what it's like where you're at? And this makes it even worse, the child's response. It sounds like the child says, I didn't eat today.
Okay, number five, please.
Can you tell us what it's like where you're at?
Oh, God. All right, clearly that's a child's voice, and clearly that child is talking. Eat, the word eat, I thought was very, very clear, and today was very, very clear. I didn't eat today. That raises a million questions. What does a ghost care about eating? What does this disembodied spirit? Well,
this child might have been hungry most of the time during its lifetime.
Well, and again, what's even worse is in context with what I say, can you tell us what it's like where you're at? And the child responds, I didn't eat today.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't suggest a very, very happy place.